Good morning. You'll see what I see here. You can be turning with me to Luke chapter 6. At communion, you know, we celebrate the death, burial, resurrection, and resurrection of Jesus. And we do this together. And this morning, I think we are incredibly unified. We have a deep communal sense of the true challenge of actually living out what Jesus says in this passage. We're incredibly unified by this. Luke 6, verse 27, verse 28 says, I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. I don't know about you, but I find that incredibly challenging. What was it like when people heard Jesus say this for the first time? I think in their minds they said, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Love your enemies. You know, our world today says, loathe your enemies. When they heard this, maybe they thought, like I think, that's probably impossible. It's very improbable. And it may not even be desirable to love your enemies. That's the world we live in. Not love your enemies, fight your enemies. Beat your enemies. Destroy your enemies. Embarrass, humiliate your enemies. But don't love them. You know, in my flesh, I have trouble loving the people I love. Love your enemies. It's real. Jesus said, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. I don't see that on many t-shirts. And Jesus shows us and demonstrates what this looks like in his life. It's amazing. It's clear to me that Martin Luther King Jr. imitated Jesus in this. In love your enemies. A quote from Martin Luther King. To our most bitter opponents, we say, we shall match your capacity to inflict suffering by our capacity to endure suffering. We shall meet your physical force with soul force. Do to us what you will, and we shall continue to love you. Throw us in jail, and we shall still love you. Bomb our homes and threaten our children, and we shall still love you. Send your hooded perpetrators of violence into our community at the midnight hour and beat us and leave us half dead, and we shall still love you. But be assured that we will wear you down by our capacity to suffer. One day we shall win freedom, but not only for ourselves. We shall so appeal to your heart and conscience, we shall win you in the process, and our victory will be a double victory. I mean, that's amazing. And Martin Luther King, I feel like, lived that out. Those who've followed and helped the Freedom Fight have lived this out too. Love your enemies. Jesus was the model for that. He had to be what Martin Luther King saw. So I took this and said, what would Jesus say in this? What would the words be? Very similar. So Jesus would say, to our most bitter opponents, I say, I shall match your capacity to inflict suffering by my capacity to endure suffering. I shall meet your physical force with the soul force of the Holy Spirit. Do to me what you will, and I shall continue to love you. Throw me in jail and flog me, and I shall still love you. Take my possessions and threaten my children, my disciples, and I shall still love you. Send your Roman hooded perpetrators of violence to crucify me at the ninth hour, and beat me and leave me for dead on the cross, and I shall still love you. But be ye assured, I will wear you down by my capacity to forgive. On the third day, I shall win for you true freedom. I shall so appeal to your heart and conscience, I shall win you in the process. And our victory will be a double victory. As we think about Jesus on the cross, what was the ultimate goal? Was it to fulfill the prophecy? Was Jesus to do the will of the Father? Was he to die for our sins? Yes to all those. But the ultimate goal was you and me. That was the goal. I shall win you. That's the message of Jesus dying for us, living for us, and resurrecting for us. I shall win you. I want you. I want to be with you forever. I want to bring you to a relationship with my Father. That's the goal. I want to make you a son and daughter of the Most High. I shall win you. And the victory shall be a double victory. Don't you love that? A double victory. I'm going to defeat death and get you. I'm going to take away your sin, give you forgiveness. I'm going to get you. We're going to go from enemies to family. 1 Corinthians 5 says we were enemies. We were enemies of God because of our sin. And Jesus came to give us the double victory. Let's pray. God, we're grateful that you love us because we were former enemies. That you do good to those who hate you. That you've blessed us even when we cursed you. That you prayed for us even when we mistreated you. And you have won us. You've given your spirit so we can love our enemies too. I pray now, God, as we think about you and what you endured on the cross, your life and your love, the power of your resurrection, God, we can love our enemies too. Thank you for Jesus. Praise his name. Amen.